brothers and a sister. Every day and night, mom tucked her in and kissed her, hugging her tight, singing this song. She was born on October 22nd, right down in Houston, Texas, from two parents living reckless. The day she was born, the doctor covered her warm, placed her in the mother's arms. Tears ring out while mom sang out. She was three, moved to NYC. Pops got sent up north, did a 1-3 stretch. Mom's all alone, struggling for paper. Her daughters can't eat, had to borrow from their neighbors. Damn. Age 5, life lopsided. That's when the pops died and mom's crying. Still trying, all alone in this world. No money and two girls, of course. The sad reality of a black girl lost and singing. Age 12, she thinks she a grown woman. Now she in the streets, late nights on her own mission. I met her summer 98 front of her aunt's building. Her mom's looking out the window, telling her to get in, screaming out. 13th birthday, here come the problem. Nisha fell for some kid named Philip from Harlem. Introduced her to moms, her moms ain't like them. So she ran away from home, huh, and her moms kept fighting. Moms singing. 13, still a youngin', out on her own, on the streets dumbin'. Out of her zone, chose man over her mother, left out of her home. In the back of her mind, she still hear her mom's crying, singing. 14, still hustling. Nisha got pregnant, Philip found out, that's when relationship ended. Damn, ain't it sad, cuz the dude knew that he trapped her. She can't leave, tangled in his rapture, damn. Late nights, Nisha slept in the lobby. Eva pitched for somebody, a trick in her body. Back to hustling, her face got slit in a robbery in the hospital. All she could think of was mommy screaming. Now it's Nisha and her baby Tara. She swore to raise her baby proper and show her the way. One day looked at her daughter, saw her splitting image, seen herself through a child. She cried watching her smile, singing. 15-year-old dope fiend, part-time moms. Used the money in her stash for a part-time job. See, her childhood days were gone. She realized living was hard. Late nights singing a song and saying, what could she do? No place to sleep, no food to eat. She wanna go home and leave us alone. Bumped into her mom's Lorraine on Edgecombe. Moms hugged her and embraced her. Thank God that he saved her, damn. Late night on February 9th, Nisha tripping in her sleep, can't make it through the night. Asking God to take her from this life and forgive her for her sins and the taking of her life, screaming. She can't take it now, ran into the kitchen, grabbed the knife on the edge of her bed, contemplating how she could replace her life from all this pain. So she slit her daughter's throat.